The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Hey everybody, Jay Young. God, I'm so glad that you guys are here today. I tell you what, it's going to be a great year. We're excited about this year. We're excited about teaching you something about what we feel is important, the secrets of oil and gas investing. And we're going to introduce Carl Poole today. But first, I just want to talk about, 2020 was, I know, a trying year for a lot of people. And today is it's a different time we just saw this morning on the news something about there could be a game changer in the vaccine. So we're all excited about this and moving forward. And we knew we'd be on the other side of this sometime last year. We're like, we're going to be on the other side of this. Not sure when, but man, we finally made it. So we're really excited about that. And first of all, we want to talk about the secrets of oil and gas investing. Carl Poole's done this before. We want to talk to Carl about that. First off, I want to talk about where are your gasoline prices going? Why are you going to be paying $4 a gallon pretty soon? We're going to talk about that. Let's just talk about fundamentals real quick. I don't get too deep into it. So we'll talk about the reasons why oil and gas prices are going to go up. They're going to continue to go up this year. Why are they going to do that? And where are they headed? So if you look at why oil and gas, why do you want to look at oil and gas as an investment today? It's all about crude prices. We're going to learn in a minute, you have two or three things on your side, man, you're going to make a lot of money in the oil and gas business. Crude prices, that's a very important, it's like square footage in a building. If the square footage of a building, if you're buying it $100 a square foot, and then you're going to sell it at 80, man, you're not making any money. But if the market goes to 200 to 300, you're going to make a lot of money. That's what we feel like oil prices are right now. Remember last year, Saudi Arabia, Russia threw all this oil in the market to flood our company. They flooded the United States with oil. Why? Supply and demand. More supply on the market than demand. So therefore, you see a lot of this oil. We need oil, but they overdid it. Then the pandemic happened. When the pandemic happened, our demand went down. And as our demand went down, we had so much oil, prices went negative, as you just saw on that graph. So you don't want to see oil prices going down, and that's what happened. But what's the cure for low oil prices? What is the cure for low oil prices? Low oil prices. What happens? Let's look at the second slide. Derek, you see there, you got rig counts down. If rig count is down, what's going on with that rig count? It's going down. When rig count, this is what drills wells. This is what keeps our oil, that keeps the United States flush with oil, is the rig count. And as this happens, rig count's going down. What's happening is, the next slide is U.S. oil production. You see U.S. oil production's coming down. Our appetite in the United States, we need about 20 million barrels of oil a day in the United States. We were producing 13. Now, we still need 7 million from foreign countries, but we got up to 13 million, we need 20. But when that 13 million barrels a day goes down to 11, and when US rig count's down, and we're gonna go to 10, and we're gonna go to 9 million a day, we need oil real bad. That's what's happening right now, is we're going down in our production because of rig count, and we need more oil. So when the demand starts picking back up soon, when oil prices, when we need oil and we don't have it, Saudi Arabia and Russia will come in and go, hey, we've got plenty of oil. That's what Saudi Arabia and Russia, that's what they do for a living. They sell oil. They make more oil than they need, and so they sell it. That's how they make money. But that's what you're going to see. If you look at that last slide there, you see that oil prices, now that you have this, the Goldman Sachs, expects oil to reach $65 a barrel. It's at 50. Today I think it's at 56, 57. It's going up. It's going up. It's going to go way past this 65. I'm telling you right now, it's going way past this 65. What's going to happen to you? You're going to be paying $4 a gallon at the pump, all because of supply and demand, and we need oil. We need oil really, really bad. Look at the last slide that we have. That's expected oil price. This is a chart showing 65. It's not crazy. This isn't a crazy forecast. Into this year, you see oil prices going to 65. That's not crazy. I don't think it's going to do that. I think it's going to go way much higher. Why? Supply and demand. We need more oil right now than we're producing by a lot, and we're going to need it from foreign countries. And they're the ones that threw all this oil, this cheap oil, on our markets at the end of last year. And when it threw all that oil on the markets at the beginning of last year, that cheap oil, what they were doing is driving those prices down, supply and demand. So we will see $4 gas soon. We will see a need for oil. The Keystone Pipeline, what that's doing is just sucking oil out of our country. I mean, if Canada had that pipeline, they could let oil free flow into our United States a lot better. That would keep our gasoline prices down. But we didn't do it. Biden decided not to do it. And that hurts. That's going to hurt you at the gas pump in a very, very short time. It's already hurt a lot of people. I was hearing I'm on radio programs 2 or 3 days a week. And the radio's asking me, hey, why are we paying more at the pump? You know, we saw in Austin, Texas, 30 cents. We saw in California, like 40 cents. We see in all these different places across the country, we're seeing a lot of different places that you're paying a lot more at the pump. That's what's going to happen. So that's what I want to talk about, is why oil and gas prices, why are you going to pay more at the pump? But also, you know, there's some special people that you need. You know, you can't do this all on your own. So we talked to Carl Poole. Carl and I worked together 30 years ago at another firm, and then he went off on his own. And then here I am at King Operating. And Carl did something extraordinary for himself and his investors. Did something, like I said, extraordinary for him and his investors. But I want him to talk about it. I want him to talk about not only his company and what he did, but also want to talk about, what did he see special with Larimer County? Why did he walk into here? I mean, I've known him, but hey, you know, Carl, between you and I, financially is doing very, very well. He did very well in his cell. You know, he doesn't need a job, doesn't need a 9-to-5 job. But what does he see in our project that wants him to come back in and do it? What's the difference? That's how you set the program up. Why did we set it up the way we did? Same thing, same way Carl did. So, but I want to talk about that a little bit. Carl, hey, Carl Poole, welcome as the president of King Operating Corporation. Carl, welcome.
Thank you, Jay. I'm glad you are having me on today. It's really been quite an experience getting to know you again over the last 3 weeks on a business level. It's been a long time when we were kids, starting out in 1989 and in our 20s and, you know, just doing a lot of foolish things and starting out in the business from the ground up. But it's good to be here. I want to talk about, you know, you're talking about oil prices going up. One of the biggest factors in that recently is President Biden cutting off all the federal leases. And, you know, for our viewers, I just wanted to let you know that that's going to reduce our drilling asset about 40% on federal land.
Well,
it's going to cut back on production that same amount, and it's going to cause prices to go up. And this is something that, you know, we kind of expected it, but we didn't know how quickly it would happen. Mm-hmm. But it appears that he's jumping in with both feet, cutting off the pipeline, XL pipeline, cutting off federal land. You know, it's happening as we speak. And Jay was asking, you know, what attracted me to, you know, I've known Jay and we've kind of kept in track over the years. We've been good friends and I've done my own deal. He did his own deal. One of the biggest things that I learned from the oil and gas business is that you have to have acreage. You have to have an acreage position to where that you can go out, prove up your reserves on a big area of land. And when I started in the business, or when I started my own company 25 years ago, we went out and we leased 10,000 acres initially, and then we added another 10,000 acres to that. So that you have a position large enough to develop and establish an overall total reserve that you can put a price on. So we did that. We went out and we leased, and we took our acreage and we unitized it, put it into drilling units over an area of 20,000 acres in Nacogdoches County and Shelby County. And we started developing it and doing real well. Prices were high and we were making very good returns. But the end result, or our potential, was in the acreage. For every well that we drilled, a major oil and gas company could drill 10 more, 10 or 20 more on a drilling unit. So if we had 20 drilling units on 10,000 acres, you could multiply that times 20. So there's over 200 to 300 places that they could extract those reserves, that they weren't extracting those reserves. So we went out and we did that, and we established our reserves, and we made production and a return for our investors. But our exit strategy was to sell the whole block. And that's what we did in 2017. We sold one actually in 2009, we sold one 10,000 acre position that we had $3.5 million in, and we ended up selling it to XTO, ExxonMobil, for $35 million, and my investors made 10x on their money. Our company made 10x, my investors made 10x. So then we had the unfortunate timing. The timing wasn't great, because right after the first of the year after that happened, ExxonMobil acquired XTO. Gas prices dropped from $6, $7 per MCF, natural gas prices, to $2, which that caused the whole market for natural gas to go down. So over the years, we kind of just produced at these lower prices. And then in 2017, we sold out to a private equity company and did real well. I won't go into the dollars, but we did real well.
Yeah.
And I think what I like about King Operating and Jay Young is this Larimer project is almost identical to what I had. You know, it's 19,500 acres. It's got enough area that if you establish the reserves, put it into a drilling unit, one big drilling unit, you'll get a major oil and gas company like ExxonMobil, which bought my property, to come in and want to drill 300 or 400 wells on public money instead of private money like I had. I never had access to the bigger money, you know, the billions of dollars that it takes to drill up an area like that. So what happens is if you put all of this together into a plan, an exit strategy plan, to where you have everything in your 19,500 acres established reserves, you can lay it in front of them and they'll pay you exponentially. They'll pay you, it depends on the market and it depends on a lot of things, but you know, you're gonna make a multiple, or you're gonna make a multiple return.
Right, right.
In my case, I made 10x.
Wow.
I made 10 times our money on it.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, and it's all about, you know, your timing, and you had somebody, you know, your partner at the time was a great guy, understood the business, understood what it takes to buy and sell. And that's what I appreciate about you. Not only are you going to help us with some of our partners that we've talked to in the past and tell them what we need to get to the next level, but also, too, you have a good understanding of what that Exxon needs or wants. You know, I mean, it's in the oil business, it's all about, in my opinion, it's about, you know, getting lucky with what energy prices are now. And we're seeing oil prices at these lower levels. Number one. Number two, nobody's buying anything right now. I mean, somebody said, what's your deal worth right now? Well, not anything. It's not worth as much now as it's going to be in the next, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years. Because what happens is everything goes through. I mean, my family's been in this business 100 years. We've definitely seen the cycles on and off. My great-grandfather, my grandfather were lifers in this business, meaning that if they didn't have a job, they found a job in the oil business. They loved it. But they But so we've seen the cycles, and we're going through a cycle right now. That's all it is. We're going through a cycle. We need to buy assets now, and we need to deploy capital to drill wells, because you guys drilled a lot of wells. You guys were unbelievable. Y'all had rigs running. You had rigs running. You had, because what you do is you prove up your reserves. You know, you have a PDP well, which is the well that you drill. But then you have those two offsetting locations, or your PUDs, or proven undeveloped locations that you have. And those are proved reserves right there. So those three locations are one PDP, two PUDs. That drilling unit, as you could sell, could be worth, you know, $15 to $20 million each on those horizontal wells that y'all were drilling.
Yeah,
you know, so much, you know, three of those together.
Yeah, and you know, just to chime in a little bit here, you know, it's a lot of you folks out there are probably familiar with real estate. You know, you take a piece of raw land and you subdivide it, you sell it in sections, and you sell it in, you know, to a residential builder, and so many lots per X. Well, that raw acreage didn't cost you anywhere near what it's going to cost you after it's already set up and in place for somebody to come in and develop it and to build homes on each subdivided lot. The same thing with oil and gas. Subdivided out, you have 200 drilling locations, you got 100,000 barrels per well, or 200 or 300 or whatever it is. That's going to get you back a multiple on your investment. And that's very similar to this Larimer County is set up for that. You know, and last year when, you know, Jay, you know, it was a year ago, year and a half ago when he got into this property, you know, we were in a bad market. You know, we were in a bad market. He made a good deal on it. And I think that it's unusual and it's very difficult to find. I don't care if you go to West Texas, East Texas, it's very difficult to find a position like this, where you have a position that a major BP, Exxon, a major oil and gas company can come in and pay you billions of dollars for something that you have very little money in initially. But you did the groundwork, they want it set right in their lap, and they say, okay, we're gonna give you X amount of dollars for it. And when they write that check, I can assure you it's good. When ExxonMobil writes you a check, it's good.
Yeah, I bet. What a great feeling. What a great feeling that you and your investors have. That's what the great thing about the project is that you want to do it for the investors. You want to put that project together and make sure that you have acreage. We're in a proven oil field in Larimer County. It's already produced 8 million barrels of oil. There's a lot left. We have the Niobrara. We have all these other zones that we have. And there's just it's a great asset. Now all we need to do is deploy capital to prove it up. And then you can either sell it. You can sell half of it, like we did with Scurry County. We gave clients back, you know, 130% of their money in a year. In 1 year, we gave them back 130% of their money because we sold a third of the asset. And then once they have their money back, everything else is house money, you know, so we invested in the other projects. So therefore, it's the same thing here. Let's deploy capital. We'll deploy capital and increase the value of the asset by drilling right now. Oil prices going up, that always helps out tremendously. And then let's look at that. So, Carl, is there anything else that you saw or you were looking at in our project? Is the secret, what kind of deals did you sell before? I mean, what kind of deals did you sell before? What's the big, huge, I mean, I know the secret is about acreage, and what does that mean?
Well,
invest in oil and gas. How do they invest in oil and gas?
Well, one of the things that you have on this Larimer project, which is identical to what I had on my project, was the fact that the investors share in the whole block. I mean, they're not just sharing in the production from wells like a typical oil and gas company looking for investors does. It's like, you know, they only buy into that one well. Well, the investor here is on the ground floor with the company. And if it's $100 million that we sell it for, and their investors represent 70% of the sale, then they're going to get $70 million. I mean, unlike other projects where other oil and gas companies will pay them for the wells that they were on, and they keep 90% of the money. But in this case, in this partnership, the investors are on the ground floor, and that's the way I had my deal structured. So when you make an investor that kind of money, he's going to tell his family, he's going to tell his friends, and then everybody's going to want to get in the oil and gas business. And that's why I was attracted to your project, Jay. And I'm glad to be on board, not just on this project, but to help you with some exit strategies on some other things that you have. And, you know, button up things and start making money. And the market has nowhere to go but up from here. I don't think that there's a chance that it has to go down. It's almost impossible with President Biden coming down on the oil and gas business like he is only going to cause, you know, prices to go way up. And, you know, one of the special things about oil and gas is that for every dollar you put into it, it's 100% tax deductible. It's divided in an intangible and tangible. So Mr. Jones out there who makes, say, $300,000 a year, he puts in $100,000 into an oil and gas project. His net income now goes down to $200,000. He gets 100% deduction, just like he would with his interest on his home or his dependents. It comes off the top. So you're going into these projects, you know, I never base anything on the tax benefit, but it represents almost a 30 to 40% return right off the bat as soon as you invest. And especially if you have people in states that have state income tax. Then sometimes, like in California, my investors, a lot of them were in California, they got 100% deduction, which represented 50%, 50 cent dollars, because they were taking the write-off with in a high tax bracket with, you know, 15% state tax or 10% state tax and local tax, and then the federal tax, you know, for every dollar they put in, they were getting a 50% back on their money right off the bat. If the project made them money, they could base it on, they could net it out. And that's why, you know, it's so important for investors to remember the tax ramifications. Because I don't think there's any other investment out there that has that type of tax benefit. And it's done by the federal government to entice domestic drilling.
Right. That's great. That's great news. And I almost forgot about that. I mean, our company has a lot of money invested in the project. It's the same. I mean, we let's say if you invest, you know, $100,000 in the project, it's really like you're investing 50 or 60. If you're in California, it's really like you have a $50,000 investment in the project because of those tax deductions, which is, I mean, the secret to investing in oil and gas is, number one, get with a company that you don't have wellbore only, that you're investing in a one well or two well deal. That's the reason why I wrote the book, you know, to tell people the difference, number one. But number two is, you know, timing is almost everything. Look at this project, I mean, timing. Number three, tax benefits. What are the tax benefits for you? What about self-directed IRA money? There's a lot of self-directed IRA money out there that's getting 1-2%. What if I could, you know, we're looking at this as a $15 million raise. So this business is worth $15 million. And what if we raise it to 30, 40 million? But in the meantime, I can get you back. Our projected targeted returns are 15 to 20%. So if I can get you 15 to 20% returns on a monthly basis, and the project increases in value over time, wouldn't that be a great deal? Get you back 15 to 20% so you have some monthly cash flow. And we're also going to grow that $15 million to $30, $40 million before we exit. You know, so I'm excited about the project, and I want to go ahead and close it up now. Carl, I know that, man, I tell you, I'm thankful for you, you know, blessed to be with you at this point. Like I said, we've known each other for 30 years. We've got a lot of good stories going back. Woo, man, I tell you, and it's a lot of fun being with you again. Thank you so much for coming in and joining the firm. We really appreciate that.
Okay. I appreciate it, too. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. And look forward to having you and helping us, guiding us. I mean, sometimes not everybody has a great idea, you know, and needs to, you know, they have ideas, but they're like, well, you know, No, Marcella and Kim, they kind of get off on my ideas I have sometimes, and I need to run this by Carl. You know, hey, what do you think about this? And let's drill these wells, or let's do this. And you know, mentors like Carl don't come around very often. Somebody that's done this over and over again that has made a lot of money for himself and his clients. So obviously, we're very fortunate. But the secrets to investing in oil and gas is you know, find a good company that has a good asset, it's at a good price. I mean, here we are at the prices low, buy low, sell high, right? Look for tax advantages, but also look for a project like ours that could spin off 15 to 20% returns a year, and we're gonna increase the value of this asset from 15 million to as much as $30, $40 million in the meantime. So if you have a self-directed IRA, we have 1031s available on Larimer, or if you just want the write-off, you know, come in and join us. And that is all for today for the Jay Young Show. Everybody, thank you so much. This is our 75th episode. I'm fortunate. 75th episode. Kim, Derek, man, I tell you, you guys have done a great job helping me with my everything that I do. And I know that I kind of get wild at times and may say a cuss word or two. Look at some of the previous ones. I try to hold that down. But we're having a great time on the show. I want everybody to be happy. My goal is for everybody to be happy. How can I help you? That's what our goal is. I want you to listen to some of these previous episodes. I've had some great Phil Romano. I've had John Malden. I've had some great military people. We've done some great things on here. But I appreciate you. Any suggestions you have, just reach down there on the button and write in and tell me, hey, what can I do different? What do you want to listen to? What is that you would like for me to talk about? You know, I don't do many shows just one-on-one. I think I've done a couple. But I've interviewed some great people. Do you have an idea for who you want me to get? You know, it's all about you guys. I appreciate you. Come back and see us anytime. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Super Bowl this weekend. Not sure. Goat. You got the goat, Tom Brady. Or you have the Mahomie. My homie, my Mahomies, what he calls me? My Mahomies that you have. So, man, you're in for a great game. So, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next week. I got a surprise for you next week. So come on in next week, too. Thank you, Carl, for being on the show today.
That was a pleasure.
Appreciate you, and look forward to everybody, and looking forward to some great shows this year. Thank you.